Madam Chairperson, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, Cambodia very much welcome this significant and timely World Summit on Food Security. At this crucial time, partly in galvanizing the necessary impetus and the political support from all to address this extremely serious global challenge confronting humanity. Therefore, we need a decisive shift toward a worldwide response in order to effectively address this problem of human security. The present global food condition underlies that food security is no longer adapted to the basic need of the increasing world population. Therefore, what we need now is an urgent call for a new world food security order. Madam Chairperson, to cope with the speeding hunger, the developing country, which depend mostly on agriculture, need to have a stronger political commitment with a comprehensive policy on food production. It is imperative that national food production strategy must be reviewed and rationalized. Diversification and intensification of agriculture, water management, and irrigation system, the utilization of fertilizer and seed selection must be properly conceived in order to increase productivity. On the other hand, incentives should be provided to encourage investment in agriculture and agro-industry, which have been somewhat disregarded up to the present time. One should also recognize that in the past, the official development assistance, ODA, had not been appropriately focused on agricultural production. I hope that as a result of this World Summit, the developed country would turn their attention to redirect the increased ODA to emphasize on food production. Another major cause of food shortage is the growing direct impact on climate change, aggravating more frequently flood and drought everywhere worldwide, affecting particularly the developing country whose economy depends mainly on agriculture. Therefore, achieving an ambitious target on reducing global emissions of greenhouse gas in the forthcoming UN Conference on Climate Change in Copenhagen in December is crucial not only for reversing global warming and protecting the environment, but also for ensuring food security and sustainable natural resource management. Furthermore, there is no doubt that the current global economic and financial crisis has exacerbated the problem of food security as well. With the economic slowdown and the increasing of unemployment in poor countries due to the declining of export, which they essentially rely on, and also with falling of investment on agriculture. In this gloomy international economic situation, more people are not able to secure enough income to feed their families. There is no doubt that this crisis has also reduced available national public resources for agricultural production. On the other hand, the soaring of energy price in recent years has put tremendous pressure on agricultural land that had been diverted for bioenergy cultivation instead of food crops. This practice in the long term, I believe, would only further affect food production. The approach to tackle this twin problem must be balanced how to feed increasing population on the one hand and on the other hand to respond to increasing need for clean and renewable energy. These combined causes of food insecurity have already hindered the achievement of the Millennium Development Goal in developed countries, and poverty remains a serious problem. Hunger and malnutrition also affect health and more risk of disease and high infant mortality rate in poor countries. Madam Chairperson, I bear the hope that this very opportune World Summit would come up with concrete and realistic measures to confront the very serious threat of food shortage. Facing such a growing food crisis, the Farm Food Program very often calls for emergency food assistance. Perhaps it is time for the international financial institution together with developed countries to set up a trust fund to be managed by the FAO and World Food Program in order to cope with emergency situation. Rather than that, the World Food Program to make appeal every time there is a crisis. Moreover, maybe a World Rice Reserve should be initiated in vulnerable regions to timely meet emergency need. At regional level, the 10 nations of Southeast Asia, ASEAN, with China, Korea, and Japan, we have decided during our summit in Thailand in October 2009 to explore the possibility of establishing an ASEAN Plus 3 emergency rice reserve in Northeast Asia. In this small context, the timely disbursement and effective utilization of the $20 billion pledged over the next 3 years made by the CA Summit in L'Aquila to support agricultural production in poor countries is extremely important, not only for solving food shortage, but also for contributing to the MDG realization and poverty reduction. As far as Cambodia is concerned, to contribute to the effort, international effort of ensuring food security, our Prime Minister has proposed the establishment of a rice exporter association in Southeast Asia, comprising of Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, and Vietnam, which are major rice producers and exporters. The aim is to regularize the world food market and not intend to speculate it. Madam Chairperson, although the overall picture might look somewhat gloomy, and ultimately I believe that the strong governmental commitment an international commitment and appropriate measure to ensure food security, as I have just mentioned, and timely disbursement of the financial pledge at the L'Aquila Summit, we shall be able to collectively overcome world hunger and malnutrition and thus ensuring world food security. I thank you for your kind attention.